injunctions were obtained. The first one restrains the returning officer from making any disclosure of the Region 4 results unless and until he complies with the statutory procedures set out in Section 84 of the Representation of the People's Act, and that procedure is the verification process, which was aborted and was never completed. That process is a condition precedent to any declaration. What you are declaring essentially is what was verified and reconciliated by all the parties examining their respective statements of court. That process was never completed. So how can you have a declaration without you're declaring what you have verified, but you never verified anything, or you never completed the verification of anything? So an order was granted restraining the declaration on the election. The second injunction is a mandatory one. It compels the returning officer to comply with that section and to conduct and complete that verification exercise, and then make the declaration as the law requires it to be done. The third injunction is an injunction restraining the Chief Elections Officer and the Guyana Elections Commission from making any declaration of the results of the March 2nd, 2020 regional general elections unless and until the returning officer complies with that statutory code of verification enunciated in Section 84 of the Representation of the People's Act.
Were you able to serve them in time?
The Marshal is in the process of serving the orders from GCOM. GCOM can make the process is after the RO, this RO is a full RO, makes his declaration. He has to submit that to the Chief Elections Officer. Chief Elections Officer then totals all the declarations from the various returning officers in the country, so he has 10. He then has to put in electronic and manual form the results, detailed report of that result in terms of ballot cast, per polling station, right across the country. That comprehensive report is then presented to the Guyana Elections Commission. And then the Guyana Elections Commission has a duty to examine that report to ensure its accuracy and its veracity. And then, based upon what their conclusions are, make a declaration which would constitute the final declaration of the results. It is upon that final declaration only that a swearing-in can take place. Any swearing-in before that is illegal, ultra vires, null, void, unconstitutional, a complete and utter illegality. Because what are you swearing-in in relation to? The election process is incomplete. They might have well sworn him, Mr. Granger, on March the 1st, the day before the polling, because the electoral process is only completed when the results are verified, tabulated, and a declaration of them are made in accordance with the law. Elections is a statutory process. All over the world, election law mandates that these processes laid out in the statute be mandatory. They do not offer any departure. Any violation of any step of the statutory code will result in an invalidation of whatever arose out of that invalid statutory step.
How long is the party prepared to wait, though?
The GCOM overall first results has been made. To your understanding, has that been
made? As far as I am aware, no such declaration was made in Region 4, but I heard that there is some talk that one was in the event that one does need, I have an injunction restraining the step from going, this process from going any further. Because after, let's assume for one moment, for the purpose of argument, that one was validly made. I understand the man shouted at the top of the building. I mean, no, that's not how it is done. Even in barbaric societies. But let us assume that, that it can be argued that that is a valid declaration. Then that information has to be transmitted to the chief elections officer and collated with the rest of the country. And a detailed report has to be prepared by the chief elections officer. And that has to be submitted to the commission. Then the commission has to deliberate upon that and then make that eventual final declaration.
Just seeking clarity.
We are far away from that as far as I
know. How long are you prepared to wait?
The paper served is in lieu of and blocking all other declarations?
Yes, blocking the GCOM declaration, and if the RO has not been cleared, it blocks that and also compels him to comply with that meeting.
How long are you prepared to wait this, sir? How long are you prepared to wait this out?
The history of the world teaches us, that man has been in a perpetual, continuous struggle for freedom and justice. And we are prepared to continue that struggle and that glorious tradition. All of you heard of a swearing. Oh, you didn't hear of a swearing?
Even politicians hear something that's very different.
No, I hear that. No, I am hearing on the road, I'm getting WhatsApp messages, I'm getting Facebook messages. I find it very strange that you have not been receiving this.
Sure, we have GCOM will abide by the orders eventually, because the
GCOM is a constitutional body. I still believe that we live in a functional democracy, and once those preconditions exist, I have to assume that this country has law and order. There is a judge. The GCOM chairperson is a former distinguished judge. I can't imagine that she will not comply with an order of court. So I have to go on the assumption that we still live in a lawful country governed by the rule of law, where court orders are or should be obeyed.
And speaking of judge, who signed
a judge of the High Court. You'll get a copy.
Whose name?
You'll get a copy, sir. I asked them to give you a copy.
Could you say whether now that these orders have been served, whether GCOM has a right to challenge them before actually proceeding with them?
But I don't know that GCOM would want to challenge them. I am not challenging GCOM. I am getting GCOM to account to the law. All I am asking is that the orders be complied with, but GCOM has a right to be heard in the court.
Okay.
So they get right. Yes.